Once upon a time, there was a Rochester music scene that was stuck in analog limbo. It was a growing scene that fed off itself. Local musicians put out records, which would inspire their peers to issue their own records. It wasn't just about what these records were, but what they meant to the musicians who created them. It was the late 70s. Mike Murray remembers vividly the first Rochester band he ever heard.
The first Rochester band I heard on vinyl was New Math. I'd gone to the Ramones show, and of course I loved the Ramones, they were it. And back then, they weren't as popular as they ended up thankfully becoming. But anyway, so they're there, and the opening band is this band called New Math. I have no idea, and I have no concern. I'd never seen live, straight ahead, sort of, I don't want to call it punk, but just stripped down rock and roll till I saw New Math, and it blew me away. And it also blew me away to find out that this band was from Rochester.
Marie went on to form the Fertility Wright Brothers.
We were always kind of a wink and a nod anyway, so the fact that we had a record out I thought was really fun, that we joined the ranks of all the people that had inspired us.
There was this feeling at the time that, like, all of a sudden there was something different going on. I was right at the right age for it, too, you know.
Todd Bradley was in a band called The Essentials.
You know, all these records I'd been collecting since I was a kid, it always seemed like they came from somewhere else, you know. You talk about making it, that was a big step. To have people hear it and say, hey, what's this? You know, that was, wow, yeah, that's my band.
It was hard to make records back in the 70s because the studios were expensive.
Roy Stein was a drummer in New Math, a band that inspired Murray and Bradley.
So you had to really have your stuff together to make a record because you had to make it quick at those rates. I was living in New York City for a time, and it was 1985, and we recorded, and I couldn't wait. I went into Tower Records on the release date when I knew it was released in New York. I went in, right, because I didn't, you know, I went into Tower Records and couldn't wait to get my band's album, you know, and there it was. You know, it was like, woo! I'm walking through Manhattan, you know, with my band's record, you know, it was really cool.